Hey folks, it's Jesse, the founder of MaxFun. Since we postponed our annual MaxFun drive in mid-March, we have gotten a lot of questions about if and when we'd be rescheduling it. And honestly, we've been asking ourselves the same thing. Well, now we have an answer for you. The 2020 MaxFun drive will start on July 13th. That's coming up soon. We decided to have the drive now because it's always brought a lot of joy and excitement to our community and certainly to us. And to be totally honest, it's also the main source of income for some of our hosts. Like pretty much everything right now, this year's drive is going to be a little different. We'll still be bringing you very special episodes, fun community activities, premium thank you gifts, but we also know it's a weird time and for some folks, a really difficult one. Some people are in a position to become new or upgrading members, others can't right now, and that is okay. We'll have ways for you to support MaxFun at every level, including some ways that won't cost you anything. We're also going to run the drive for 4 weeks instead of two. We didn't think it was a good time to be rushing anybody, and having a longer drive lets us be a little more low-key in our drive pitch. It also gives us more time to do fun stuff, like the weekly live streams we'll be putting on for charity throughout the drive. Most importantly, we want the 2020 MaxFun drive to highlight all the ways we support each other and our communities. We also want to show how grateful we are to you for making all the work that we do possible. Stay safe. We'll see you July 13th for the MaxFun Drive.
Hello, welcome to Ona, Ross, and Carrie, the show where we don't just report on fringe science, spirituality, claims of the paranormal, etc., etc. Nope, we take part ourselves.
Yep, when they make the claims, we show up so you don't have to. I'm Ross Blotcher.
And I'm Carrie Poppy, and pew, 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 emergency, emergency, emergency.
I need a psychic reading now.
You gotta get one.
You know how that happens.
Oh.
You're just living your life, but all of a sudden you're filled with uncertainty. What's going to happen? What's in my future?
In the next few hours.
I need to know. Who are you going to call?
You have very few options. You've got the Ghostbusters, but they've been quarantining.
Understandably.
And then, of course, there's the emergency Etsy psychics. Etsy's our new Groupon.
Yeah. In times of quarantine, Etsy will bring you whatever it is you're looking for.
It's true. It really is true.
Whether physical or metaphysical.
So we discovered that there is this sort of cottage industry of people giving psychic readings on Etsy. Sometimes very specific kinds.
Yeah.
Sometimes broader kinds.
Right. We recently had our soulmates drawn for us.
And actually, that's sort of how we discovered this. So after the soulmates drawing, I wrote a review of the vendor. And gave him 1 star. Congratulations, you earned 1 star. And said, you know, here's what happened. Also, you can hear about it on this show. Someone else commented and said, ah, sorry you had a bad experience. I'm a real psychic drawer. So if you want to do mine, you can get your actual soulmate. So it's like, huh, well, you sold me. So I went to her store and it turned out she doesn't draw, but there's a $7 reading of your current crush or partner.
Okay.
You can get, and I was like, seven. Yeah, sure. All right.
So the last person wasn't a real psychic or a real artist.
But she's the real stuff. So anyway, I won't make you listen to the whole thing, but she sent back my $7 reading immediately. Like, instantaneously to when I paid.
Oh, goodness. Come on. At least pretend.
I know. And it was clearly written for the person who would normally buy this, which is a person who's not in a committed relationship, doesn't know where things are going, or maybe they're in a committed relationship, but it's tumultuous right now, something like that. So it was like, I know. He's giving you no attention right now, and he's been very vacant and absent, but don't worry, he's going to come back around.
Oh.
That. It could not have been a worse hit.
Yeah, did you ask a question with your submission?
No, it just said, give me your name and birth date, and then the name and birth date of your crush or partner.
Okay.
And so I didn't say whether it was a crush or a partner. I just said, me, Carrie, July 13th, him, Drew, February 19th.
Okay. And he has not been absent?
No. No, very much not. If there's any problem in mine and everyone's relationship, it's we're all very close together all the time.
What is the opposite of absent?
Yeah, COVID.
And you spent, what was it, $7?
$7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you say it was the best $7 you ever spent?
Wow. I want to say no, but what would even compete? Like, what's something else that's exactly $7? I guess Taco Bell. But I love their beans. That, like, oh, yeah. Bean paste from a bag.
This episode is brought to you by Taco Bell.
I really love it. One time, my friend Violet, who's English, she was over here.
I don't know why I'm laughing. You haven't told me any information
yet. Probably because this has nothing to do with our episode. Okay. But she was here in these United States. A bunch of us were going out to Taco Bell. And she's like, oh, finally get to have Taco Bell. This is my British accent.
I like
oh,
it.
Very well.
Governor, can we go to Taco Bell?
I finally get to have Taco Bell.
Sorry to all of our British listeners and friends.
She was so excited. And then we're all like sitting around eating our Taco Bell burritos. And she's like, well, this is disgusting. And all of it, like to a person, everyone was like, yeah, no, I know. I know it's gross, but it's also very good.
We've had this conversation, but my wife does the same thing with the tacos at Jack in the Box.
Oh, right.
Where she acknowledges these are objectively awful.
This isn't good.
And yet I like them.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay.
You know, it's like some chemical thing.
Right. Yeah. They put something in there.
Yeah. Your brain's just like, I need it.
Future episode of the podcast.
Anyway.
We'll get to the bottom of that. Yeah.
Emergency.
So, right. Yeah. Okay. So you had that follow-up reading. You weren't impressed by this real psychic. But surfing around on Etsy, you put in any term for a psychic and you will just get a ton of results. These little thumbnails of all these different vendors and stores, and maybe they have multiple services that they offer, multiple things you can buy. So yeah, how did you find the emergency tarot reading?
You're right that the one I started with was a tarot reader. I'm not sure. I think I was just flipping around on psychics, you know? And then I saw someone who had a heading for emergency one question reading tarot same day. And I thought, oh, that's a good gimmick, like that you're the emergency psychic. That's smart.
Quick turnaround. Just trying to imagine the situation in which you need psychic insight right now.
And then you found yourself in that situation. You host a podcast.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, yeah, as I clicked on hers and bought hers, and then I ended up buying a couple more that popped up as Etsy realized I was a real sucker.
Sure.
So I ended up buying three. So one is from, this is the name she gave herself. Apologize for the slur, but she calls herself Tarot Card Gypsy. And then the other calls herself, I like this, Miss Toria. Like mystery.
Ah,
but I guess she thought Miss Tori was a little too obvious. So she went for Miss Toria.
Uh-huh. I get it. I like it.
And then the third is by the Psychic Babe. And that one is a 30-minute texting reading.
Ooh, that's new.
Yeah. Where you don't talk to her on the phone, you don't Skype or whatever, you just text. So I got all three of those.
Okay.
And they were all supposed to be super emergency, same day. Sometimes it said, you know, within the next 2 hours.
Psychic on demand.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey. Well, in these times where we can't go out to a psychic storefront, that's an important service to have.
Absolutely. Now, I must add that the text person, it actually said on her description that I would be able to get it within 2 hours. But then she sent me a link that said, okay, go pick your time that I'll call you from some, you know, service website.
Yeah,
I did that. And the first one available was 9 p.m. and I was doing this at like 4.
Oh.
That's not within 2 hours.
No. Well, I guess either that means she's in demand or she had other plans.
I guess so. But what it also means is
you've got an appointment coming up.
Yeah. We get a live psychic text reading here on the show. It's the first time in the universe that this has happened.
Probably.
Yeah.
And how much did this cost you?
That one was $40. I think Gloria is going to call. No, I think she's going to text me.
Okay.
Any second now. She's from Elfin Glades Psychic.
So Gloria, in text, see she'll deal you some...
What is this?
I was trying to do a Gloria in Excelsis.
Oh, wow.
In Excelsis, wow. Deo.
Ambitious.
Yeah, it didn't come together, but I tried.
So her product is the same day super emergency reading.
Super emergency reading.
Predictions, chat, instant, same day, psychic reader, real, online, best love, professional psychic reading in stock.
I love this symptom of Etsy descriptions, trying to jam every possible keyword into the title.
Yeah, you know, you can put that in the body of the text. Right. You don't need to put it all up
there. Yeah, it should
there.
Still answer to the keywords.
Right.
But oh my goodness, do they turn into quite the soup? We saw that with our soulmate drawing folks as well.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Same day, 12 hours, we will draw your future soulmate. Oh, Carrie's excited. What?
Sorry, I'm listening. Draw your future soulmate. Yeah, yeah, and it'd be like a run-on, not even sentence.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly.
I just want to tell the listeners, if you hear click clacking and sounds and things, everybody's very active in my home tonight. Yeah. The cat, the dog. Oh, we have a cat now. It's a whole thing.
Carrie's active. She's typing to a psychic.
I'm going to be typing to the psychic. I only have her for half an hour. So here's what she said. Hi, Carrie. I have the Archangel Orion coming through for you here to help answer your questions and offer advice. Please go ahead there.
Archangel Orion. Okay, not to be confused with the constellation Orion.
Correct. Okay. So I've written down some questions.
Does this Orion also have a belt?
I'll ask.
Okay.
Hi, Orion. Do you have a belt? I wonder if I'm just starting her off with
maybe
piece
save
of
that
shit.
One.
Nope, it's already in there.
You've already submitted it.
Yeah.
Too late, can't take it back.
Yeah, I have, and she has to stay on for 22 more minutes with me minimum. Okay.
But you've set the tone.
Okay, so I'll read you. She's not even typing. I'll read you the description of her service here.
This is one of those interfaces where you can see so-and-so is typing.
Yes, it's on Skype Messenger.
Her hands are busy smacking her forehead.
So it says, description, affordable, eye-opening, same-day, psychic instant text messaging chat through WhatsApp Messenger, Skype, or iMessage. But don't be fooled, she's not taking iMessage right now.
Do you ever use WhatsApp?
No, never.
Nor have I.
Unlimited questions, 30-minute chat, giving 300 words on average, not a phone, video, email, or MP3 reading. This reading is truly authentic and is different each time you have a new reading. I'm highly sought after, I'm accurate, and I work across multiple sites. I'm clairsentient and can pick up on energies around a situation.
Okay.
She's clairvoyant. She's a psychic detective, so she can solve crimes.
Okay. Clairsentient. Okay, so she's got multiple senses beyond the five that most of us are used to.
Right.
Clairvoyant. She can see clearly and beyond the normal.
She's clairaudient.
Clairaudient. She can hear voices.
Yes, that's what she says. I'm clairaudient. I hear voices and can communicate with loved ones.
Okay.
And this is my favorite detail. I connect directly through the angels and through nature divas.
Nature divas. I'd like to know more about nature divas.
Well,
can you ask her about that?
I already like her. She answered, he says, no, it's coming undone, LOL.
Oh, she's good. Yeah. Okay. All right.
So I said, cute, smiley face. Okay, real questions.
Yeah, what's a nature diva?
I'll come back to that. I'm going to ask her something about my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carrie's got a cue card here.
Yeah, I wrote down some because I knew I wouldn't have her very long. So one of the things she said is that she can tell me when and even where I'll be in 2030.
Okay.
I feel like I know the when part.
Yeah, when will you be in 2030? That answers itself.
When and where I be in 2030?
Yeah, that's like saying, what is your name, Carrie?
Right. Right. Oh, she's typing. She's typing right away. She knows the answer to this.
Okay.
By the way, on Skype, it says her name is Gloria Hammond. But on Etsy, it says her name is The Psychic Babe.
The Psychic Babe.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite snarky responses is, you know, when people ask you, where do you see yourself in 10 years? You say, a mirror.
How irritating.
Yeah. I've never actually done that to someone.
Sure.
But
sure.
I think it.
Okay. Gloria is typing. She's still typing. See, here's a problem. You get half an hour, but if you're typing, that's not that long.
Gloria is typing a response.
Oh, I was trying to harmonize with you and I failed.
Oh, I failed on the low notes. I couldn't go lower than I already was.
We failed together.
That's the best way to fail.
Oh my God, she's still typing. I mean, you could take up a whole half hour with just typing real slow.
Sure.
I'll prepare the other questions that we think are the most important.
Oh, get them in the queue.
Yeah.
So then she'll see Carrie's typing.
Yeah, well, that's true, but I was just going to go over them with you.
You could type them in a separate text document, copy and paste them into the window.
That's true. So I actually, I said on Twitter, like, what question should I ask at my next psychic reading without giving them any details?
Okay.
And someone had a really good suggestion, which was, how many electoral college votes will Biden and Trump each get in November?
Oh, very specific. Oh, I like it.
Okay, in 2030, it is being said that you will be in a new career. At present, your career is too harsh for your soul and body. You will be highly sensitive by the year 2030, and you will be in a different line of work.
Sorry, podcast listeners.
Sorry. I'm going to be a psychic. Okay, I'm writing. Cool. And how many electoral college votes will Biden and Trump each get in November? Just, you know, smooth sailing from one question to the other.
Mm-hmm. I definitely felt a good transition there. Hey, Golly.
This is Golly. She's a cat.
You cannot hear her or see her.
She made a little meow. You might hear it.
You know, can I take a picture of the two of you?
Oh, sure. She's very sweet.
Yeah.
She just loves to cuddle.
My evening would have never sat still that long.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
She wants affection, but in very short bursts.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll be back later.
That's a pretty...
But now don't touch me.
Right. I know that cats get overstimulated, like their skin gets overstimulated real easily.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But that doesn't seem to be the case with this cat. Ugh, she's still typing. She's still typing. She's taking 538. She's minusing things. She's figuring out. She's Googling.
She said something about 300. Yeah, where she's on 538.
Yeah.
What does Nate Silver have to say about this? He's pretty good at this prediction thing.
Yeah.
What was the thing that she said about like 300 words average?
Yeah. So I guess in your 30-minute conversation, she just wants to set your expectations.
Okay.
She's saying usually 30-minute text exchange is like 300 words.
Interesting. So okay. Is that a lot? That doesn't sound like a lot.
No. I think it's just to make you realize you're not going to be able to like have this huge long exchange.
Did she advertise her typing speed in words per minute?
She did not, but oh dear, she said, I am being told that Trump will get through by 40 to 50 votes more.
Well, fuck.
Oh, wow.
40 to 50?
Big news.
Electoral votes?
Yeah.
Oh, he's cheating.
She said,
or things have drastically changed.
And she said there will be a narrow margin.
40 to 50 electoral votes? Not too narrow.
Yeah, not that narrow.
That's about what he won, quote unquote, with. I don't know why I'm adding quote unquote. I'm just upset.
I'm going to say, or is he cheating or are they legitimate votes?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
Thank you. We'll see where she stands. This will tell us something about her at least.
Yeah.
We'll know who I gave $40.
And right now she's saying, oh, this tells me something about Carrie.
I didn't say it was bad. I just said, oh, wow, big news.
I mean, someone who's pro-Trump wouldn't introduce the idea that he was cheating.
Oh, okay. I'm being shown that he won't be cheating.
Okay.
Well, good for him.
Okay.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Okay, cool.
Given a reading that I received in a recent emergency.
Same. Okay. When will I get married? Oh, yeah. I want to thank the person who gave me the Electoral College question. That was Who's Martin on Twitter.
Who's Martin?
She's typing. She's typing. I'm seeing that you will get married in the next 5 years. Specifically, I'm getting this during the year 2002.
No. Oops. 2022, yeah, maybe?
I'm guessing so.
Let's clarify that.
Whoops. Do you mean 2022 or maybe 2020? 2002 would be hard to do. She's typing. She said, LOL, yes, indeed. Which one, 2020 or 2022? Because if I have to do it in these next few months.
Yeah, one is an anagram and one is a full character shift.
And that's my biggest concern. 2022.
Okay,
cool.
Well, You had to postpone once.
That's true. Right now,
from it's 2020 to 2021.
You're right.
So
could be.
Who knows what's going to happen in the world? Trump's going to win,
especially if Trump wins.
That's going to start all the COVID's revolts
forever.
I'm going to move to New Zealand.
They're not going to let you in because they're going to be like, you're from that place.
Yeah.
That question, by the way, was from Davros77.
Thank you, Davros.
Thank you, Davros. Cool. That's soon. How many kids will I have? And biological or adopted or both?
Did Gloria, aka, what is it, Soul Babe?
Psychic Babe.
Psychic Babe. Did she have you send your birth date in advance?
No, actually, in order to pay, I had to give a shipping address.
Okay.
Which requires your name.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't think it asked for any information.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Just doing it purely by psychic intuition.
Yeah, Orion's like, I know who you're talking to.
Yep.
It's not a problem.
As opposed to that other Carrie Poppy.
Mm-hmm. She's typing.
Come.
She's typing.
Come.
I wonder what the deal is that makes her want to do this via typing and not via phone. Just easier.
Maybe there's a little bit of remove buffer, something that allows her to think on her feet or maybe look things up.
Yeah, I feel like it would just be easier in general.
Or even sort of a kind of like a performative aspect of having to sort of be on. I think in a text conversation, you can even be a little less on.
Totally.
Maybe more off, depending on how you want to look at this. Whereas the next step up from, say, the phone conversation would be a Zoom call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now they're looking at me.
Right. Okay. She said, I'm being shown biological children. There will be more than one. I feel that you will have 1 to 2 children.
Oh, this is a miracle.
Yeah. Well, it's happened 3 known times in history before that someone who has no fallopian tubes has gotten pregnant.
Really? Oh, so, okay. Mm-hmm. That the sperm finds a way.
Just, yep.
Life finds a way.
Exactly. I could be number 4.
Okay.
Oh man, if I were,
Orion could make it happen.
Imagine all the like church people would be like, "You see? You of all people, you got miracle pregnant?"
The church people then would have to believe in psychics who talk to Orion.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Gosh.
Oh, logical.
Complicated.
Yeah. Then again, Christians always revere the 3 wise men who were, you know, magi, stargazers, who somehow knew of Jesus's coming. So astrology works, apparently.
Yeah, there are other parts of the Bible that are like,
according to the Bible,
psychics are real, just bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course, the best way to argue against the Bible is using other parts of the Bible.
Uh-huh, right.
So, yeah, you can find many passages that tell you there are other gods and they're bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find ones that say they're false, which is now like the current line that everybody holds. Yeah, they're not real.
Yeah, you shall have no other gods besides me. You don't need to say if there are no other gods.
Right. I think it was in the times of Gideon. Anyways, you had, you know, Israelites meeting neighbors and saying, oh, well, you've got your god Chemosh and he gives you what you need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got our god, Yahweh. And there's no insinuation there that, well, you've got a fake god and we've got a real god.
Right, right.
It was usually just like, oh, you follow Baal and our god is more powerful than you.
Right, like a president.
Or better than Moloch. Yeah, exactly.
I see that you will have a cool. Okay. So after she told me I would have 1 to 2 biological kids, I said, oh, wow, neat. I was told I can't have kids. She said, I see that you will have a chance to have children and a smiley face. Cool. When is a COVID vaccine going to be available?
Please tell us.
Yeah, truly.
Sooner the better, please.
After she answers, I'm going to ask her if I should get it or not.
Oh, yeah. Good question. Especially since
Since Trump is going to win.
Right.
Typing, 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 typing.
What if she's typing the instructions to make the vaccine?
Oh no, hurry up, lady.
That would be amazing. I would believe in psychics.
What if it were the instructions, but it's like, go and get the cells of a llama? Like, how would you even start to go handle the situation?
Right. Well, it'd have to be something very specific, like, you need to take a COVID virus and you need to extract these proteins and replace them.
Right, right.
This sequence.
Right. Go ask Faye Ann Ran
You need to have this researcher speak with this other researcher and compare their notes. on nucleotide transfers.
What's that splicer machine? CRISPR.
Yes. There's supposed to be a new one that's like even better.
CRISPR 2? CRISPR Jr.? Okay. She CRISPR said
Glovin.
It's not going to be for a while, though I feel during the year 2023. Ah, so I get to get married before the vaccine. I guess that's nice. I don't know.
Was she saying not till 2023?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Should we all get the vaccine? Will it be safe?
Is it secret? Is it safe?
She's typing.
Okay.
She's typing. I wonder what's going through her head.
Sure.
Right now. Is she really, could be sitting there thinking like, okay, I'm like connecting to the spirits in the sky.
Right.
She really might be doing that.
There's a whole scale from like Sylvia Brown on one end.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I don't really care. I'm giving her answers as how I get my money. To the other end, which is like someone who has taken time to shut out all exterior noises and is, you know, maybe put on some incense and dressed up for the occasion. Mm-hmm. Then again, I feel like that's not concomitant with texting.
Yeah, I do too. But I guess they'd argue, well, you know, psychic powers are something we all have. And of course, a person can, while they're watching their kids.
Sure. And, yeah. While they're wearing their PJs.
Yeah.
And watching
Teletubbies.
Yeah.
Are those on?
I mean, they could be. We live in an on-demand world. Oh, Carrie is squinting, tilting her head at the screen.
It's a confusing answer.
Confused.
It won't be safe in the beginning. After trials, this will be developed. But I do sense most people will not have a reaction.
Okay, the first part made sense.
It won't be safe in the beginning. After trials, this will be... I mean, of course it won't be safe before it's released.
Yeah, but I guess maybe there will be some sort of negative effect of the vaccine. But then once they somehow refine it, that's interesting.
Okay, I'll say, when do you think it will be safe for me to get?
Okay, there you go.
She also said she can read loved ones' thoughts. So if you want to think something.
Okay.
And I'll say, okay, I know what I'll do.
Okay.
It'll be true, but misleading.
Wait, do I need to come up with anything right
now?
Yeah,
still be thinking something.
Okay, like think of an item or something?
Don't preload me. Think of anything. Because it should be like, we're not having this conversation, right? Oh, gotcha. Right?
Okay.
I'm going to say, also, my partner, which she'll, you know, maybe assume is a romantic partner, sure. But it's not. My partner is sitting across from me, and he won't look at me. What's he thinking? Ross is closing his eyes, so it's technically true. Oh, no, I can't get the vaccine until 1 to 2 years after it's released, so 2024 or 2025.
Oh, good Lord. That's terrible.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh,
so you'll be married, but...
married, like, but seriously sick. Ill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm asking her that. Partner sitting across from me, he won't look at me, what's he thinking question. Now she's typing. Can I have his name, please? Ross. She's typing. She says, thank you. It'd be very funny. She's like, goodbye. You're welcome.
It's so obnoxious.
What?
You're welcome.
She said, thank you.
Okay.
She's typing.
This is good radio. I'm just going to say here, I think we probably cut out some of these pauses by now. But just know, sometimes we have to wait for her to type.
It's really long. Okay, so I think how we should do this is, once she sends in her results, you tell me what you were thinking before I read you her results.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. What were you thinking?
Okay, I was picturing the whole time Dory, the fish, swimming through the water, saying, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swim. Occasionally, she would start speaking in whale.
That's a good vision, a good perseverance vision.
Yeah.
It sounds like you needed it because he is within himself like a child. He is feeling neglected and underappreciated.
Well, like a child, I'm watching a Pixar film.
He just needs a cuddle, I'm getting.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I'll be all right.
Okay.
But thanks, Gloria.
I'll say, oh.
What is it? Is this urine?
No, that's pledge.
Well, it's the color of urine.
Okay. Let's see if she'll keep talking to me because we started a little later. Okay. Is there anything you want me to ask her?
and let her end this, not you.
Yeah. Someone suggested asking if Drew has any deep, dark secrets.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Yeah. Does my significant other have any deep, dark secrets?
Gotcha. Interesting. Does my, here I'll just say boyfriend, have any deep, dark secrets?
So when someone becomes your fiance, are they still technically your boyfriend?
I think so.
/ girlfriend?
I think so.
Okay.
I think fiance is a specific type of boyfriend.
Like
or girlfriend. Or yeah,
it's
person like friend.
It's backwards compatible. It's all inclusive. It's an umbrella term that includes the other terms. But I would say, though, I wouldn't be able to call Kara my girlfriend.
Correct. That's correct.
So marriage is truly.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. When you're just boyfriends or girlfriends or partners that, at that level, you're at Mac Classic. Then you upgrade at fiance level. You upgrade to like the 10 dot whatever OS system.
Oh, I was like, what are we talking about? Okay, I get it. All right.
Then when you get married, you're like
switching platforms instead of a version upgrade.
Yeah, you're like, I just realized I've gone into video editing. I need Avid or something. You just like completely tank the system.
Okay.
And like you can pull it out of the closet if you want, but it's going to be a whole thing.
This is a good commentary on marriage.
Okay, so does my boyfriend have any deep, dark secrets? She said, I sense that he doesn't. Overall, he's an honest guy.
Oh, good.
Aw.
Hey, all right, Drew.
That's good news. Okay, how about this? Is it true that he was born on the sea?
Is it?
Is it true? I don't know. It's not something I've ever been told, but is it true?
I love it. It's a good question. What else would Orion know?
Oh, good question.
Maybe something about heaven. Oh, what?
Indeed, yes, it is.
Oh my goodness,
he was born on the sea.
He was. I didn't know that. He didn't know that.
Really? His parents are really pirates?
Okay. What? Oh, okay. I see what's going here. I see what's going on.
It's not something I've been told, but again, is it true?
Okay, so if Orion is an archangel. I'd like to know if Orion could tell us how many types of angels there are.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, I'm not getting their pirates. Okay.
Boring.
Maybe that was a joke then. While you're talking to Orion, and I have you a couple more minutes, how many kinds of angels are there? I have always wondered.
And if Orion doesn't know, I'm sure she has thoughts.
True. Oh, and while she's typing that, I'm going to say, and what is a nature diva?
Yes. Oh, that is the real question. Goodness.
There are 72 angels altogether, Carrie. Types or?
Wait, just 72 individuals?
Types or individual angels?
Because if everyone's got a guardian angel, then those angels are doing crazy.
Is everybody supposed to have their own personal one?
I think so.
Is that true?
That's like, you know, seven plus billion angels. I think that's more extrapolation of general.
That's interesting. I always thought like everyone's supposed to have one, but I guess I thought they were all doing multiple duties.
Yeah, okay. That would make sense. But, you know, if you only have 72...
Yeah, that's
over 7 billion people.
Forget it. That's like the
every one of the angels has to oversee like 100 million people.
Yeah, that's like the LA City Council. It's unwieldy. You need more people on that thing.
You know, unwieldy is the word I have the hardest time spelling. I always get it wrong.
Interesting. Honey.
I always type it the first time W-E-I-L. And then go,
oh, interesting.
That's wrong. And then I have to change it.
I have a couple like that. I have no idea, even as I say this sentence, no clue how to spell bureaucracy.
Oh,
couldn't
yeah.
Couldn't begin, couldn't finish, will never get through it.
That's one of those words that I have kind of a separate pronunciation in the back of my head.
Oh, yeah.
Like bureaucracy.
See.
That I use to help me spell it correctly.
A nature diva is a fairy, an elf, or a spiritual being connected to nature. She could be part of a tree or part of a flower. Also, about the previous question.
Oh, yeah. Did she clarify?
Individual angels.
Only 72?
Yeah.
How many wings do they have?
Oh, wow. 72 angels. I always figured their were hundreds.
Yeah, because...
That is so interesting. You want to know how many wings they have?
Yeah.
How many wings do they each have?
Mm-hmm.
Do they each have?
Yeah, I'd love it if it was a math question. How many collective wings do all the angels have?
When, you know how...
You can multiply by 72, I will divide.
You know, Natalie and Abe and I play the wager game when we go to Disneyland?
Yeah.
Have I told you this one? One of my best wagers. I wagered Abe to go up to this family.
Wait, I should interject here for anyone who doesn't remember this. Carrie has this game. While they're walking through Disneyland, she will have her companions come up with just really embarrassing things that you could do to interact with a cast member or create a scene. And then you have to run through this numerical tete-a-tete.
It's like basically a dare system that's a little more complicated.
But it's got a numeric value attached to it. And then either you have to do it, it gets reflected back on you, or they have to do it, or nobody does it.
Right.
Okay, okay, so what'd you do?
So one of my best ones was I wagered Abe to go up to this family that was like a mom and four or five kids and to say, oh, how old are your kids? And then when she answers, say, oh, no, no, combined.
That's good.
He really, really didn't want to do it.
Okay, that's good.
One of my other best ones was to turn to the woman running the Peter Pan ride while we're like sitting in the cart and while we were still 10 feet away to mimic as if you're embroidering something at her, but like also need her attention. And then she's like, what? Say, do you have a sewing kit? What a great game. Okay. The angels each have two wings.
That's weird. In the Bible, they're often described having six wings.
Oh, in the Bible, it says they have six each. So I wondered what that was about.
Yeah.
I guess the Bible's wrong. Send. Ross is furiously Googling to make sure.
Or is it four? That's why.
I mean, four is still not two. Whoa! She said, yes, in this case, the Bible is wrong.
Whoa, okay.
Wow. I'll say, well, you can't get everything right.
Ezekiel says they each had four wings. Okay, never mind. They used two of their wings for flying and the other two for covering their bodies, or perhaps their private parts, depending on how you look at this. That's another story.
Like a loincloth.
A seminal passage in the book of Isaiah used the term to describe six-winged beings that fly around the throne of God, crying, holy, holy, holy. Okay, maybe that's what I remembered. Only 72 angels? Well, that's interesting because Satan took a third of the angels with him. So that would mean it would be 72 plus 36 would be the total number of original angels, 108. Huh. All right, well, we learned 108? That's a special number.
Oh, yeah. Remember? Sorry, what were you multiplying, though?
The lore is, this is very extrapolated from a vague passage of the Bible, but the idea was that Satan, when he left, he took a third of the angels with him,
mm-hmm.
and they became the demons, essentially.
Oh, right.
If that was a third of the original total number, if you have 72, that means that's two-thirds, right? So half of that is 36, and we add that to the total, we get 108 original angels.
And Lincoln had the same number of letters
holy...
in his middle name. No, so maybe 108 comes from there. Maybe.
This is interesting.
Or vice versa. Maybe 108 was already a holy number and someone...
Can you ask her? Now I'm genuinely... This is the first time I've been genuinely curious.
Okay, well...
Is she signing off?
I just don't even know how to articulate it. Okay, so dictate to me.
Yeah. So my question is...
I'm just going to say my partner is asking.
Now that he's looking at me, he's gotten out of his childishness.
He's into angels.
Yeah, I'd love to know. What would be a good source to learn more about angels? One of my favorite ever, I don't know, moments watching one of those documentaries where you're like, what is this? What are we doing here? And maybe it was like a History Channel thing, you know, super irresponsible thing. But someone came on screen, and I think I was even still a Christian at the time, but their title was Angelologist. I just remember bursting out laughing, like, you can't do that.
Yeah, no.
That domain of knowledge is not as needed to require having someone who professionally...
You don't get to add suffixes.
Yeah.
She's typing.
Okay.
I said, my partner is asking, open parentheses, he's into angels, close parentheses, colon.
I guess I'm into angels. I'm getting excited about this.
What would be a good source to learn more about Nagels? And then I corrected myself. Angels.
Hashtag 2002. Nagels.
She's typing.
That's a nail in German.
Ah, Nagel. Very good. I don't know how to say nail in Spanish.
Carrie and I keep comparing things that we know how to say in German or Spanish. I used to know how to say things in Spanish. It's all gone now. All of those neurons have been recommitted to German.
La uña.
La uña.
Okay, the internet generally would be a good start.
All right.
And then he can move on to books written by Damon Brand.
Now we're talking.
Oh, whoa. All right, that's a whole thing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, cool. Thanks for the good tip. I am so happy to hear Ella is going to live to her 90s. She's a dog. Oh, yeah, there was this other exchange that you missed. You were talking about angels. Yeah, where I said, how long do you think Ella will live? She's 13 now. And she said, Ella will have a long life. I said, like, 80s, 90s?
Is she going to try to spend this, like, in dog years?
Oh, that's what she should do. Let's see.
She should. Okay, looks like Damon Brand has written books such as Magical Cash Book, Attract Money Fast with Ancient Secrets and Modern Wealth Magic. It's almost like he's writing one of those Etsy titles. Words of Power, Secret Magical Sounds That Manifest Your Desires. He's got Wealth Magic, Magical Riches, and all of these magicals are M-A-G-I-C-K-A-L. Mm-hmm. Magical Protection. Archangels of Magic. Oh, that's my book, clearly. Magical Servitors.
I'm looking at the covers, and they could all be Amazing Facts publications.
Magical Seduction. Oh, totally. Oh, the 72 Angels of Magic. Okay, I'm putting this on my to-read list.
Oh, okay. So at least she got that from somewhere.
Ooh, Adventures in Sex Magic. Oh, this guy is prolific.
Wealth Magic. Prolific with a K. Magical Seduction. So when I said Ella was a dog, she said she will certainly live a long life. And I said, she's perfect. I love the thought. And Gloria said, I hope I have been of help to you today, Carrie. And then a smiley face with a halo. You have. Thank you so much, Gloria.
Yeah, you got more than half an hour.
Yeah. You are great.
Maybe thank Orion, too.
Please thank Orion for me.
Sorry, he's gone already.
And let him know I found his belt. She's typing. She's typing. By the way, her location says Dunkirk Nord. Is that Norway? National Organization for Rare Disorders. I don't think that's what I mean.
Not in France.
Dunkirk. D-U-N-K-E-R-Q-U-E.
Oh, okay. That's a different.
D-U-N-K-E-R-Q-U-E Nord. Oh, it's Dunkirk.
Okay.
Dunkirk is a commune in Nord, a French department in northern France. Orion said that's great news that I found his belt. Well, thanks so much. Have a great day in Dunkirk. She says divine blessings to you both.
Oh, am I included in that?
Likewise. I think so, because I had said that you had that question about the angels.
Yeah, yeah. Just keep swimming.
Okay, and that was my text reading. It's somewhere in between very exciting and super anticlimactic to text with a psychic.
Well, Carrie, I learned a lot about angels and your future and the future of our nation. That was very depressing. But I wanted to ask you a question.
Oh, great. Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe I should also open up my own shop as a psychic.
Oh.
But not on Etsy.
Okay.
I think I'd like to forge my own new path and create a new website, a beautiful website, hopefully. Do you have any recommendations?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
We should have asked the psychic this, but I'm asking you.
Oh, yeah. Do you want it to, do you want to be able to blog on it?
Yeah, actually. Okay. It needs to be blog compatible.
Okay. So you want to promote your online business as well. You might eventually want to have a physical space that you'll want to promote too. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Now, are you going to have any upcoming events or special projects?
You know, I might. So, yeah, let's make sure I can do that.
Okay, so I'm writing all this down and making sure I'm getting all your needs. Now, will you need everything to be really pretty?
You know what? Yes, that's one of my most important requirements, that this website be beautiful.
Okay.
Physically attractive.
Okay. There's some other factors here, but I think I've already zeroed in.
Oh, good. Okay.
Perfect place for you. Have you been to Squarespace?
Oh, squarespace.com?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That's the perfect place. Of course.
Uh-huh. It's like when you look at the person next to you and you realize, oh my God, she's been living next door my whole life and she's the love of my life. But it's Squarespace, a website.
Yeah, and when you think about it, a dream is just a great idea that doesn't have a website yet.
I never thought about that.
And I can make my dream a reality with Squarespace.
Wow, that's beautiful, just like Squarespace. And Squarespace gives you access to beautiful templates. And these are templates created by world-class designers.
Also, they have powerful e-commerce functionality.
And a new way to buy domains and to choose from over 200 extensions.
And not only that, they have 24/7 award-winning customer support.
Whew!
You know, one of my favorite things about Squarespace is that you can get in there and start building without paying for anything.
Mm-hmm.
You try it out, see if you like the tools, start actually making your site. And then and only then you decide, you know what? Actually, I want to go through with this.
That's actual faith in the product.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to try that out, check out squarespace.com/ohno, O-H-N-O, for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code ohno. To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I certainly will. Squarespace. It makes websites. That's their new slogan. What do you think?
It might be misleading for those who think that it'll just do it for you. It almost does.
Squarespace. They almost make websites.
And yet that seems worse.
It's good. Go get a Squarespace website. You'll like it.
Rocket Ship 1, this is Mission Control. Come in.
This is Rocket Ship 1. Go ahead.
Rocket Ship, what's your status on Max Fun Drive? Shouldn't we have seen it by now?
Sorry about that, Mission Control. Turns out I miscalculated. Current projected ETA for Max Fun Drive is July 13, but it looks different. It'll be for 4 weeks, so it's longer than expected, but all readings point to low key.
Oh, that'll be good. But can you verify that there are still special gifts for new and upgrading monthly members?
Verified. Sweet gifts for new and upgrading members, plus amazing new episodes and even special weekly live streams for charity.
Copy that. Rocket Ship, can you confirm ETA for Max Fun Drive?
90% probability of Max Fun Drive from July 13 to August 7.
Did you say 90%?
There were a couple of decimal places, and I might have carried a zero wrong.
I'm just going to pencil in July 13 to August 7. Mission Control out.
Tell me about your next adventure.
Well, my next adventure was with our tarot reader. So she had a few different options. Basically, you had to zero in on what your specific questions were before you buy.
Okay. She has like 30 different items that you can purchase on her Etsy store.
Yeah.
And each one has, I don't know, like a little romance novel type cover, but with a sort of metaphysical witchy theme to it.
Oh, right. Okay. I wasn't even aware of that.
New Moon Manifestation Oracle. And then there's the Spring Garden Tarot reading and the Angel Oracle card reading and the Summer Forecast and the 1 month of daily tarot readings and the same day card of the day. Yeah, all of these little permutations. So we got the emergency
tarot reading same day. And then once you get there, mm-hmm. you're presented with a drop down menu.
Yeah, by default, it's $9 for one question.
Right. That's if you have one question. It's easily answerable. You don't want an in-depth answer. You just want to ask, should I marry Jack? Yes or no? She'll answer that for $9. But then there's one question in depth. That's $15.75.
Mm.
And so on through four questions in depth, $51.50.
Now I'm a little curious about what the non-in-depth answers look like. You get like two words.
Yeah. My suspicion would be you could still ask follow-ups and you'd get them. But who knows?
Oh, she's sold 2,004 of these according to Etsy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And she has a 5-star rating. Not when Carrie gets through with her.
Who knows?
We don't know. Maybe Carrie.
She's going to be very good.
Okay.
So I went ahead and got the four questions in depth.
Ooh, big roller.
But, you know, I like to go for it. Shit or get off the pot.
The description says, I will have this reading done for you in 1 hour or less, or within minutes. If you order between 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I will push your reading ahead of all other orders. Legal disclaimer, fine print required. You must be at least 18 years old to purchase this reading. All readings are for entertainment purposes only. Mm-hmm. Information provided by the reader is not to be substituted for professional, legal, and/or medical advice. Mm-hmm. No guarantees are offered and all sales are final.
A disclaimer we can all skim over, but then if you end up suing me, I'll go back and point it out to you.
Yeah, by default, that's all kind of hidden where right where it starts to say legal disclaimer, it's sort of faded out mm-hmm. and you only see half that paragraph. So you have to kind of click to learn more and see the rest of that.
No, I want to read this legalese.
Yeah, right.
As I bought it, there's an option to sort of write a note to the vendor. And so I did. I gave her my four questions. Question number one.
Okay.
A man I find interesting.
Mm.
Says he's going to come see me tonight.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah, that's you.
Well, I'm glad you find me interesting.
You're very interesting. And is bringing me something.
Uh-huh.
What should I expect?
Okay.
So I preloaded you with this information. Bring me something. Don't tell me what it is.
Okay.
Then question two. Ella is 13 now, and I worry about her sometimes. How old will she live to be?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For the esteemed veteran listener, you know that Ella is my dog.
Yeah, and this is the question you also ask Gloria.
Yes.
And so we already know she's living to 90, but
let's
get a second opinion.
Question three, will Trump be reelected?
Mm.
And number four, why can't I get pregnant?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
With an answer.
Yeah, exactly.
Time was ticking. How quickly did she answer?
I think it was about 45 minutes later she replied.
Okay.
Not too bad. She sends her answers to 2 through 4, which I'll read you in a second here. And then she quickly said, oh, I feel so bad, but I can't connect to the answer to your first one.
Oh,
the one about the interesting man. And she said, I could refund you.
If this is going to mean you're not giving me 5 stars, we can just kill this transaction because it's worth far more to me to maintain my high rating.
Right. And you're going to very quickly know if this is true, which doesn't really serve my
purposes.
Right,
right. Yeah, this sounds a little too grounded in testability.
Exactly. So I said, oh, really? That question was the most important to me. I think I have his birthday if I can find it. And she's like, okay. I said, okay. His birthday's August 6th. He said he's coming by tonight. He's bringing me something. I've known him a long time. I think he's really interesting. But there's never really been a romantic energy there. What do you think I can expect?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll tell you.
That gave her more?
She eventually came around to answering it, but I'm gonna flip back for a second here and tell you the answers to the others and keep you on your edge of your seat.
Oh, okay.
So about number two, the question again was, how old will Ella live to be? So she does my reading and she got the 4 of Swords, Strength, Judgment reverse, 6 of Cups. And she said, I must say, I feel that Ella is strong enough to endure throughout her teens, mid-20s, 30s, and 40s. I feel that her health may go downhill starting in her 50s.
Well, you know, that's understandable for a dog.
It's true. I feel whatever long-term illness she has will affect her most in her 50s. And she may not be able to endure it, but I see her living an overall decently long life. I feel she's truly a strong warrior. That's true. And strong girl that has so much strength inside her to get through, especially the strongest I see will be in her 20s.
You hear that, Ella? You're strong. Yes.
She may be hospitalized and bedridden or resting a lot throughout her 30s. She's already resting a lot. And I feel she may need this to recuperate and maintain her strength.
Okay.
I see her reflecting a lot on her health in her 40s and receiving family help throughout her 40s, I bet, and having others to lean on. Mm-hmm. I see she cannot handle a very fast-paced lifestyle. This is what I'm picking up for Ella.
What was the tarot card that she had read all that from?
I don't know if this is all one card or not, but it says 4 of Swords, Strength, Judgment reverse, 6 of Cups.
Oh, that sounds like 4 cards. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm flipping through my golden tarot of the Renaissance.
Okay, good.
but that's a lot of cards to find.
Okay, shall I tell you about Trump?
Yeah, go ahead.
So the question was, will Trump be reelected?
Okay.
She got the Two of Wands.
We already know he will be by 40 to 50 electoral votes.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Gloria.
So we'll just get it confirmed here. So she got the Two of Wands reverse, and she said, I'm feeling that no, Trump will not be reelected.
Here's the Two of Wands for you.
Oh, okay.
I mean, of course, every deck looks different.
What the fuck?
What's going
on? Did you see what's happening in this?
No. There was like a guy reclining, right?
There's a person in the foreground reclining, and they have recently had their testicles sliced off.
Oh, geez. I missed that detail.
And their testicles are laying in front of them.
Oh, no.
Bloody.
Oh, no.
And they're holding their head pensively in their hand as if something terrible has not just happened.
Oh, what? Oh, my God. Okay, it's a castration illustration. But yeah, he looks very nonchalant about it.
Interesting. Well, now, if you saw that, if I was like, well, Trump be reelected and you pulled that, what would you think?
I would think, oh boy, well, he's in for quite a shellacking.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. So Two of Wands reverse, she said, I'm feeling that no, Trump will not be reelected.
Whew, okay. I don't know what to think because now we have conflicting reports.
Yeah, we should have them. We should introduce them. She said, I see that his plans to be president will ultimately collapse on him. Of course, we will need to wait some months more to see, and Spirit is also recommending this to me. I feel he may not be so good at planning his next re-election and fail to have a proper strategy.
Oh yeah, he couldn't even say what he's doing with his second term.
I feel the country is wanting change, and I see that Trump will begin to doubt himself. And I find the entire situation doubtful. I see he is full of ambition, but he is going to experience a sudden change and loss and lose control over this country. So my answer is no for him being reelected, although I must admit it will be a very close election between him and the other candidate.
Okay, little specificity there from both of them. So, okay, we've got a 40 to 50 electoral vote advantage from the first psychic, and this is saying a very narrow victory for Biden.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Interesting. Well, let's log those for the future.
Indeed.
This is the Four of Swords, by the way.
Okay. Better.
Not quite as dramatic.
Yeah. Just a person holding swords.
Isn't that a lovely tarot deck?
Yeah. Very pretty. Okay. So with the question, why can't I get pregnant? Again, people who listen to the show a lot know I'm not trying to get pregnant, but it is true. I couldn't get pregnant if I wanted to because I got my fallopes yanked out. All right. Oh, for that one, she got the Lovers.
Oh, so the Lovers.
Seems appropriate.
Yeah, okay.
She said, I feel you may need to reconnect with how your body is feeling to bring harmony and health. At the moment, you may feel like your body is working against you, but you need to learn to be kind to it and work within your energy levels. Gentle exercise, maybe a fertility diet of some kind. Your body is capable of amazing things, but sometimes it needs rest and recuperation to restore itself. Don't get frustrated at your body. Just give it the time it needs to heal and conceive.
Here's the Lovers for you. Got some Cupid-like angels shooting arrows from a cloud. One of them has a penis.
That's sweet. I like that. Do whatever it takes to keep your stress level under control. When in doubt, go back to the basics. Proper nutrition, proper rest, proper exercise. These will help you feel a lot better and deal with any challenges. You may want to go see a specialist to make sure you're not dealing with polycystic ovarian syndrome or any type of hormonal imbalance as well, which is good advice. I'm just laughing because at some point it's like, okay, now you're just like giving me advice anybody could give me.
We run into this quite often.
Yeah, but good on her to say go to a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she reiterated, you know, I feel so bad that I can't connect with this first one. We went through that whole little exchange I told you about earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's still trying to figure out what's this guy going to bring you?
Yeah.
And she
says,
how do
I phrase this in such a way that it'll work with whatever he brings her?
Right. And she said, I just don't know what kind of gift he could bring you, but I see like something tied up with a ribbon. Okay, so I didn't respond to that right away. I didn't see it. Okay. And then a few minutes later, she sends another one. Might you have referred Ross? Okay, so I panic.
Yeah. Then Carrie texts me like, oh no, she's asking about Ross.
So I take a screenshot. I send it to you. As you're typing back, I'm typing back to her and I'm like, huh? And she says, a guy named Ross Bletcher just bought from me, asking super similar questions to you, LOL. And I said, okay, ? I don't get it. Because I'm still trying to think the mindset of someone who's just like, these words aren't making sense to me. Uh-huh. She said, just curious if he's the man you're asking about. It's fine. Never mind. So she just moved on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I was then writing after this had already taken place. It's, you know, I did order from her and I did ask similar questions. So just tell her.
Like, oh, what a funny coincidence.
Yeah, I mentioned this to my friend. I didn't think he'd buy it.
Right. Yeah. But,
okay. So
it had worked out. So yeah, I just said, weird.
Okay.
And then I said, the ribbon thing's interesting. I can't really tell if it's a gift or like a work thing or what. Okay. Thank you. And she said, again, referring to you, he asked about the election and upcoming children and said his birthday is August 6th.
Oh, shit. Because you had clarified with the August 6th. Well, yep. Then she, psychic or not, she's a smart one.
Yeah. So I said, whoa. Blowing my mind here. But then she just returned to the gift conversation and she said, okay, so it could be that you're bringing me something with a ribbon on it, right?
Yeah.
Or, she says, this could also be referring to BDSM, like whips and things, but I doubt it if you guys are just friends.
Whoa, but, okay, but that's where her mind went.
But maybe BDSM devices or a necklace. Or something you can tie, like a hair item, something like that. And I say, cool, thank you. And then she goes on, it's hard for me to do gifts for some reason in readings. I, you know what? It might be something dainty like earrings. Just like, okay. You don't know. That's
covering
fine.
A lot of ground.
Yeah. So,
well, I ordered you a birthday gift in advance. So if she had hit on that, I would count that as a hit as well. But yeah. I did bring something tonight.
Okay, good.
And it's amazing that she would have mentioned BDSM devices.
And she said, it's hard for her to do gifts. She said, feel free to ask any follow-ups. I'll try getting to them when I can.
Okay.
I said, hey, I wasn't even sure if it was a gift or just, you know, something I left at work or what. So, you know, thanks a lot. Excited to see. Yeah. And then she said, I'm not sure what he's got in mind. Maybe he wants you to be his in a way.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Now you want to know?
I'm ready.
What,
yeah.
I brought you? Okay.
Here we go. This is the big test.
I put a number of things, because I had props for tonight, in a bag. So I don't know if that could be a ribbon or tying.
Okay. Maybe. A bag by necessity has handles.
Yeah. So okay. So it came in a bag.
Okay.
For whatever that's worth. A tape measure.
Okay. A ribbon.
Yeah. Kind of. Okay. That could be tied. I don't know. You'd really mess it up if you used it to tie anything. Yeah, I'm going to call that a miss.
Well, hold on. I get to ask her follow-up questions. Hey. Okay. The guy brought the thing. It's a tape measure? ? Now I'm like writing like my mom writes emails. Okay. We'll see what she says. So that's what happened with her. Now, you also spent...
If it was anything close to the birthday gift that I ordered, I would say so, but it's not.
Oh, okay. All right. No ribbon?
No. And so it's not BDSM equipment.
Well, it could be. Maybe there's some way I'll turn it into that you haven't thought of.
I'd be impressed.
But
you always manage to impress me.
Oh, gee, Ross. Come on now. So you also spent $56.40.
Oh, is that what it came to with tax and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, $51.50 list price for an emergency tarot reading, 1 hour or less.
I kind of like this woman's actually in LA. I looked her up and she's, you know, just seems to be a struggling administrative assistant somewhere. And I was like, I feel good that we're giving you some money tonight.
Okay.
I don't usually feel great about that, but...
I assume that's her picture she posts mm-hmm. everywhere on various posts. Yep. She's a pretty lady. Mm-hmm. On this post, she's in a small oval in front of an illustration of a wolf howling in front of a giant red moon.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Dramatic.
Yeah, totally. All right. So, yeah, I purchased and I thought, okay, well, let's ask related questions to see if we get similar responses and I guess to just kindle her suspicions. Oh, yeah, 5679.
Oh, that's interesting. Mine came to 5640.
What's going on? That's is that weird. Based on our zip codes?
I mean, unless, oh, maybe because you're not in LA proper.
So I'm not. Maybe. I'm farther away from her. Okay. Yeah. Well, in my seller instructions, I wrote, don't know if you need my birth date, but it's August 6, 1982, because most other sellers were asking for birth dates. She didn't specifically list that.
Right.
So I said, number one, do you see any children in my future?
Okay.
Number two, what can I let go of in my life?
Oh, okay.
Number three, I'm worried about some of the people in my life. Do you see any death in the near future?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Number four, what will be the outcome of the coming election and the events leading up to it?
She's a pretty smart cookie. Those aren't like too close.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, in the same family, right? Yeah. So there we go. Order submitted. She came back pretty quickly. I'd bought a number of other things that were supposed to be same day, and they did not come. Actually, they still haven't.
Oh, wow.
But her response was truly within the hour, so
okay, good.
She's on it. So she wrote back, "Hi, Ross. How are you? Welcome to your emergency reading." Little smiley face, colon, and parentheses. Number one, do you see any children in my future? The devil reverse. I am seeing children in your future. It may be a difficult road to get there and perhaps some difficulties to get over before you're able to get there. You may see some toxicities ridding themselves from your lives with you and your partner before a child will appear. I am seeing some progress in anxiety / depression as a whole between you and a partner of yours. I like how vague that is. You and a partner of yours, just in case I don't already have one. This is well worded. She's a good writer. Mm-hmm. I can tell. And I feel this will facilitate a child being born. Smiley face.
Ah, okay.
I feel you could be with a woman with the Queen of Swords reverse.
Oh.
That may have difficulty conceiving, but I will be patient and give this time. I do feel that you will overcome these difficulties and have 1 to 2 children. Smiley face. I am seeing a boy and a girl, perhaps. Ah, smiley face.
Okay. So you do have a boy.
I already have 1 children.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 19.
Mm-hmm. Time for round 2.
So I guess he'd be counted in that, even though he's already a fait accompli.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I've been rooting for many years to have a girl. And, you know, I still haven't kind of let go of that idea, even though it's kind of been an absurdly long time since we had our first kid and we'd sort of be resetting our lives. But I don't know. Guess we'll see.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a chance.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so next question. What can I let go of in my life? For that, I get the Temperance card. Try to let go of bringing negative things inside your home, meaning if you're in a negative state, try to just let go of the tension / stress and deep breathe before entering your sacred space and home.
Oh, not easy to do right now.
Right. Yeah, always at home. If you are a very kind person that doesn't like conflict, don't be afraid to speak up for yourself and set boundaries and stand your ground.
Stand your ground.
Ground, yeah. So perhaps passiveness is something you can let go of. Smiley face.
Oh, okay, all right.
Being moderate as well, not overindulging on harmful substances.
Finally.
/ unhealthy habits.
Mm-hmm.
And embracing more moderation.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's interesting. I feel like I had someone else recently tell me I need to ease up on the harmful substances.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I feel like maybe it was the gentleman psychic.
Okay.
Maybe.
Who also predicted that my wife would die within the next year.
Possibly.
Kara is very bitter about this.
Well, you're not her soulmate anyway.
Right, yeah.
She'll finally be free.
Well, that's one way to be free.
Oh, right. Oh, I was thinking of it the other way. You're right. That's different.
But then on that same question, she also drew the Three of Swords. This is interesting, too, doing a remote tarot reading, because oftentimes, like when we visited the gentleman psychic and other tarot readers we visited in person, they want you to handle the cards.
Oh, yeah.
Put your energy into them. So none of that's happening. But I guess she can do it by proxy. So Three of Swords. She says, I also feel you may need some work on your heart chakra. So that means forgiving others more if you can. Maybe do a forgiveness ritual, letting go of pain, suppressed hurt. Perhaps therapy may help, for instance, or venting, speaking to a friend, volunteering, or spending time with animals. I feel you may be needing to release more grief, heartbreak, pain that you have suppressed so you can move on to more healthy habits and think more of the future over the past.
Okay.
Smiley sure. face.
That seems, a lot of this seems like anybody could squeeze some meaning out of it, but.
Yeah, generally good advice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that was the answer to the question of what I can let go of in my life. Number three, I'm worried about some of the people in my life. Do you see any death in the near future?
Yeah.
She says, Knight of Wands, I feel there may be a male or someone that's too hasty or reckless.
Male or someone who's too, okay.
Right. So if it is a male, strong hit, but if it's not a male, still fits.
Right. Okay.
If there is someone that is speedily driving or recklessly driving or putting his life on risk, this could be serious. I feel it may be a young man in your life who you may need to be worried about.
Didn't Andrew just get his first car?
Yes, he did.
Oh, no.
I know. Yeah. So it's like, okay, well, clearly this is the young man in my life who just got a car. And
I don't like this.
Right. You know, I've known young people who've died in car wrecks. And, you know, I told him that I came very close to dying in a car crash when I was younger than he is. And I don't worry about him as much because he's a far more cautious person than I am in those respects. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he does have a car and he's still trying to learn to get the hang of it.
Yeah.
So it is, you know, definitely it made me worried.
Yeah. It gives you that involuntary
now you're thinking of it
response. Yeah,
totally. He also may injure himself, so there could be reason for concern if you know someone like this.
Okay.
So there we go. Okay, so great. Now we've got a mark out on my wife and my son.
Oh my God.
Maybe I shouldn't tell Cara about this reading.
Well, at least you're going to have a daughter.
Well, okay. So here we go. Here's the second half of that.
Okay.
Because we paid for in-depth responses.
Yes, please.
So then she also drew the Page of Cups. There may also be a young person you may want to be aware of, too, that is not in the best health. She or he may be water sign and a younger person, and I feel that they may be at risk for death. But I can't say for certain. Sometimes it's hard to predict death by tarot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm a water sign. I don't know how young is,
though. Would you be considered a younger person?
That's the big question.
You're younger than I am.
There you go.
I thought of my niece who has cystic fibrosis, but, she's doing very well. You know, she does her percussions and everything, and she's not a water sign, which I had to look up. I'm so bad at zodiac.
Oh, okay.
Knowledge. Yeah. It won't stay in my head.
It's just easy for me to remember because Cancer is a crab.
No, so okay.
It's very obviously a water sign.
I know I'm a Leo.
Mm-hmm. That's... What's that, a fire sign?
I didn't know there were fire signs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But I couldn't tell you what the other things are.
I'll forget by tomorrow. I don't know. My brain just does not want to encode any information about the zodiac.
Yeah, it's like, this isn't useful.
Yeah, you will never need this. Rejected. Okay.
Now the books of the Bible, I got those.
You're right. Yeah, exactly. I know. And for this podcast, it would be useful information. Totally. So come on, brain. So in the fourth question, I asked, what will be the outcome of the coming election and the events leading up to it? Mm-hmm. I was hoping to ask a slightly different question, at least because I knew we were asking the same person and I wanted to get maybe a different nuance that's not all about Trump.
Yeah.
But maybe she could kind of go off on some other aspects of the election and its implications. So I got the Nine of Wands. For anyone not familiar with the tarot deck, there's just a variety of figures, characters, and almost suits, that have multiple numbers to them. So that's what we're referring to. There's so many different tarot deck designs, and easily I could become a collector of tarot decks. So.
Oh, yeah. They're often very beautiful.
Yeah. It's a good thing I don't get... I think I have 4 tarot decks.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't let myself think about it too much or I'd buy more. Because, they're so cool.
Yeah, you know,
cool
for sure.
There's a lot of regular card decks that like that, too. And each of the tarot cards has a traditional meaning, significance, But of course, every reader can kind of riff on that and create their own interpretations for mm-hmm. whatever situation. Okay, so Nine of Wands. I am not personally seeing Trump triumph over this election. I am seeing a bigger loss for him, and in general, I feel it's really going to be a very close call and struggle for Trump to win this, but I see the Democrats gaining the victory.
Okay.
I am not seeing things go right for the Republican Party. I see setbacks, cancellations, and them not getting the support that they truly need to secure a victory. These are like many different ways to say the same thing. Mm-hmm. I am seeing the Democrats gain the victory. Mm-hmm. I do feel they will put up a good fight, but I feel the general public will really start to doubt the Republicans and the state of this country, and I don't see that Trump will win. Okay. I feel the Republicans are going to be...
We get it.
...going full force to win a victory, only to trip at the finish line.
Okay.
That's new information. Yeah. I see the Republicans doing whatever it takes to get a victory, even if it means stepping all over other people, but I don't see them winning. ... She did stop there, but at least there's an ellipsis to let me know she could go on.
That reminds me a lot of an essay I wrote in seventh grade, because we had to...
Oh, you're talking about an actual essay?
Yeah. Okay. Because we had to write about like how two different presidential candidates differed on a particular issue,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't feel like researching it, so I just was
Reagan
like,
is very much for this, but
yeah, pretty much. I was like,
Carter is against it.
Yes, I'm not quite that old, Ross, but yes. So I just said, I was like, oh, okay, so the Republican are anti-abortion and the Democrats are for abortion. Okay, cool, got it. And then just wrote a million different ways, like, well, some people say it's a baby, and then the other people say it's not a baby. And then so the first guy's like, well, if it's not a baby, the lady should get to choose. And then the second person's like, well, I think it is a baby, so the lady doesn't get to say.
And your teacher's and just shaking so their head.
And you know what? I won an award.
Oh, no. Oh, man. How I wish you still had that paper. That would be great for a dramatic reading.
I wonder if I do. I do keep a lot of that stuff.
Oh, look for it.
Okay.
So I want to see that.
Okay.
And share it with the world.
I'll pull out, you know what? In between these readings, I'll pull out my middle school folder and show it to you.
You've got a middle school folder.
Oh, yeah. It's in the filing cabinet right next to me.
Nice. Is it one of those like trapper keepers?
No. Like it's a hanging file folder.
Oh, okay.
That says middle school.
Got it. Okay. So then she wrote, let me know if you have any follow-ups on this. And I wrote back, thank you for the quick reply. Truly there in an emergency. Smiley face.
Aww.
These are interesting answers that give me a lot to think about. In terms of letting go, I was thinking more along the lines of activities or commitments. So it's interesting that your reading of the cards focused more on attitudinal shifts and even substances/habits.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give that more thought. I feel like I know who the hasty or reckless male might be, though I'll have to reflect on the younger person who is a water sign. What you see in the cards for the election is encouraging. Let's hope it comes to pass. I played my cards there. For the death question, I was really surprised that she went for young people.
Yeah.
Because this is time of coronavirus. And
thought
it would be really easy to, you know, the people who were in my mind when I asked the question were, you know, my parents and
sure.
other people who are at more statistical risk.
Mm-hmm. Your
from
dad also has a pre-existing condition.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, that would have been the easy
that's a good
place
point.
To go. And either she chose not to or just gave me what she was reading.
Yeah, that's what the spirits told her.
So yeah, interesting.
Cool.
She didn't respond to that. She's done. She's fulfilled her obligation.
Gotcha. Did you get any other readings?
I did not.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
I was focused on a different thing that we'll talk about at another time.
All right. I know what it is. So yeah, real quick, I also spent $9 on Miss Toria.
Okay.
And she's the one who was just going to give me one question. Honest and fast.
Oh, yeah. I saw this one.
That it was just going to be like a very quick, very specific answer. And then don't bother her again. Okay. So her system is that you pay for it through Etsy and then you DM her. So I did that. And I said, okay. So this guy I think is very interesting. Said he's coming by tonight to see me and he's bringing something for me. What should I expect?
Okay.
Okay. She didn't reply for a while. So I said, not sure if B-Day's help, but mine's July 13th. I think his is August 6th.
Okay.
And she said an hour later. Thank you for your purchase, and I hope you're well. I really don't want to take much away from the surprise that he has for you.
Oh, that's an interesting tact.
But don't have your expectations too high.
Okay. She has the right idea.
It's just a little small gesture to show you that he's thinking about you. Even when you guys aren't together.
Tape measure. It was almost a little toy Yoda that, not a toy Yoda, but a toy of Yoda, the character from Star Wars.
Change your mind, you did.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you. Cultural osmosis.
Yeah. So it would have been that, which would have also matched that criteria. Not something to get your hopes up for.
Okay, before we analyze our experience, just real quick, I'm going to grab my middle school folder.
Yep. Carrie's rummaging around in her file drawers. Ooh. That's a pretty thin folder.
Yeah.
It's not a lot
looks
in here.
Looks like middle school is the thinnest. There's, of course, I've got one for elementary school.
Middle school always sucks. Middle schoolers are the worst.
True that. Oh, very heartfelt letter to my best friend. A very bad sonnet.
But you got an A.
Yeah.
A out of A. Yeah. A over A.
Yeah, I think there was one. One was for like style and one was for like you didn't make any errors.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that equals one because whatever A is, A yeah. over A is one.
You're not wrong. And this one in 1996, I was asked to write an essay about the most important decision I've made in my life. So, of course, I said going to church for the first time.
Aw.
Yeah, anyway, let's see. Okay, here, I'll give you one to read. I'm sure it's very deep. I don't know.
Okay, Carrie is giving me a paper written for period two on April 22nd, journal number 13, Monsters Reflection.
Ooh, this sounds nice.
I'm not certain about this because I have only read part of The Monsters Are Due on Maple Street.
Oh, okay.
D-O.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was just The Monsters of Maple Street, that story, but...
Okay. This is very... round cursive.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. But by what I know and assume, I must say...
Already hedging.
...that there are monsters inside of almost everyone on Maple Street. So the people are probably the monsters. Oh. They are attacking each other and letting their fears attack themselves. They Whoa. Themselves are starting to become monsters.
Oh, okay. I'm already understanding my personal brand.
On Maple Street.
We are all nuanced.
The monsters immediately break through the peace of the street and change everything. In our society, it seems as though monsters slowly creeped in, and now I see them everywhere. As a Christian, mm-hmm. I have strong moral values.
That's right.
So when I see people doing things that is very harmful to someone or doing something that one can just feel is wrong, I consider that monster-like. We need to be aware of a lot of monsters today, but they may be the majority of our population. Or maybe I'm a monster?
Oh, hell.
Question mark?
Surprise ending.
Mic drop, the end. That was a half a lined page from Carrie. Wait, can I take a picture of that?
Sure.
Okay, very good. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
It's so funny. Probably middle school, I wrote a paper. It was like a little fiction story about a mermaid. Ooh. And my mom still talks about this all the time. Aww. I knew you were so creative when you wrote that story about the mermaid.
Aww.
I wonder if I still have that anywhere.
I have it.
You do?
Yeah.
I remember writing a story in middle school that was like this drama about aliens and like a portal in Egypt.
Did it ascend or descend?
It descended.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was one of those. So anyways, everyone kept telling me, oh, it's like Dune. And I remember I got so like upset. Like,
oh, sure.
What is this Dune? It's trying to steal my thunder. I came up with this. And to this day, I've still neither read nor seen Dune.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if it's entirely because I'm boycotting Dune because uh-huh. my original narrative sounded similar to it, or if because I just haven't gotten around to it.
Or because it's fun to still be the guy who hasn't seen Dune.
Yeah, it becomes a thing after a while.
Yeah.
Like, I refuse to watch Breaking Bad.
Right. Like, my friend Caroline has never had ketchup.
What?
I know.
All right, we met her. To each his or her own.
She...
Or their
but
own.
But it became a thing where she was like, oh, now, I'm the girl who doesn't eat ketchup and never has had it, and I'm going to keep it up.
Also cola.
Yeah, she also... Drew says what? From across the room, also cola.
What?
Yeah, she's never had any... This is how she says it. Any brown soft drinks.
Oh, okay. Okay, so no root beer either? No Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think that would be included on those.
Yeah. Like a
birch beer, maybe?
I don't know. Okay. But yeah, how?
What? I used to not like cola, but it grew on me as an adult.
I love a Diet Pepsi.
Hmm.
Well, that's it for our show.
Yeah. Now we're getting onto the really important stuff. Okay. Well, hey, we got some emergency readings with pretty quick responses.
Yeah. So we've rated psychics many times.
And tarot readings.
Yeah. So I'm just going to ask you what you would give this on a pocket drainer value, where one is something not at all pocket draining.
Okay.
Like planting a seed in a garden you have yet to see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And 10 is something very pocket draining.
Mm.
Like paying your girlfriend's husband to keep mum about how you're sleeping with her because you want to be president one day.
Alexander Hamilton.
Oh, does that happen in that? I was just making it up.
So, we paid a variety of prices. Most of them were cheap. I would say for the one that I paid for, going up to 4 questions in depth for over $50.
Yeah.
That's a fair chunk of change for not too much work. But, you know, you're paying for someone's quote-unquote expertise. You know, it registers, I'm just trying to think of the nature of what we're buying here, a virtual good.
Yeah.
That involves the person's time and responsiveness. I'm going to say middle of the road 5.
Okay. I think it's pretty expensive, or at least, I'm going to say it's pretty expensive because I feel that even if I went in person for like a palm reading, I would be like, ooh, 50, like that's pretty high
for
a start. And like, and these people are just sitting at a computer.
Right.
So I'm going to give it a 7.
At least put on a robe or flowing dress or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're probably riding in your PJs.
Yep.
Okay. That's fair.
But good on them.
But yeah, consider our other ratings for similar services.
As you can tell, we think they're all real.
So we now have some new predictions, and it's always fun to add those to our soup of, you know, what to await for tomorrow. So we'll see. We'll see. Maybe in retrospect, it'll turn out that these were amazingly accurate. Particularly the election ones. Please, everybody vote.
Yes.
If you are hearing my voice right now, make sure you have a plan to vote.
Yes, indeed. But one of our psychics said that he would win.
Right. So that's why I want everyone listening to vote.
Oh, right. Sure.
Because I think the more people vote, the better the outcome will be.
Of course. Yes, that's absolutely right.
Don't let anybody intimidate you into thinking that you can't or shouldn't or won't make a difference.
Mm-mm.
Whatever calculus of lesser of evils. Trump is a horrible danger and disaster. Now I'm being partisan, but he's beyond even like party affiliation. It's not a Republican thing.
Yeah.
He's a disaster.
Yeah.
Vote him out.
Okay.
I know we do have some listeners who...
The one or two who I interacted with after those emails actually said like, well, I did vote for him, but I actually already have, I plan not to again. So it's like, okay, I'll take that.
There's that whole YouTube series, Republicans Against Trump.
Oh, right.
I'm kind of addicted to watching those. I probably watch like 5 or 8 a day.
Oh, whoa, wow. Yeah, okay, I haven't seen it at all.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Anyway.
Well...
Oh, also, on the subject of last week's episode, y'all loved it. We heard. Thank you. So there's more on that subject coming. I just finally saw the documentary. I had never seen it.
Referring to the interview that I did with Roger Nygaard.
Yep.
One of our early guests on the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, I heard you loud and clear. We got a big response to that. And, I want to apologize to anyone I let down in terms of just not representing, you know, you. There's a lot to unpack there, and we want to do it right, and kind of come back to that. So if you don't mind, please kind of stick a pin in that and just know that right now we're about to like jump into Max Fun Drive and the timing's not great, but we will come back to that topic.
Yeah. Also, I just want to say I asked Ross to turn out an episode very quickly. I have been dealing with some shit over in my own life, and I feel very bad that you tried to turn that around so quickly and it didn't turn out as you expected.
You know, life's fun that way.
Life surprises you is the thing. But anyway, we're gonna return to that. We're gonna see what we can all learn.
Yeah, add some context, learn some new things. Yeah. I've learned a lot already.
I've learned that the documentary is available on Tubi, which is a free screening service that every time I see it, my brain says, or not to be.
That is the voodoo.
And that's not, yeah, why don't they use that as a tagline?
Such funny names for these services.
Truly. Drew, also, what are you clapping at?
Oh, Tubi, but you should also plug all the good Christian movies on Tubi.
And Drew also wants me to know that Tubi has a lot of Christian movies, which is true. And when we can't find something to watch, Drew will absentmindedly flip through the Christian movies on Tubi and about 2/3 of the time select one and watch the entire thing.
Oh, wow. Drew, okay. You picked the right guy.
Babe, what was that one about the pastor who wants to kill his next door neighbor? Love Thy Neighbor? Is that what it's called?
Oh, Love Thy Neighbor. Yeah. Neighbor was a creep, and then it tested his patience. But then it turned out he was right to suspect his neighbor to be a creep.
Yeah.
There's no real good neighbor lesson.
And then, spoiler, I'm about to spoil everybody. The pastor just kills the guy.
Well, what?
Yeah. And it's a Christian movie made by Christians that's supposed to tell you something I don't know. Also, yeah, you gotta watch it.
Doesn't stay a pastor. It's like...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really defeatist for, like...
Something. It's nuts. What I really think it is that some Christian filmmaker was like, I love horror movies, but a lot of them don't, like... It's not so much that I want to make one that has a Christian message as that I want it to be okay for Christians to watch it.
Interesting.
Anyway, you gotta watch it, everybody. Okay. Make quarantine count. Watch Love Thy Neighbor. I'm Carrie Poppy. Happy July. My birthday's on Monday, July 13th.
Yeah.
Spend it with someone you love talking about
Happy
me.
Birthday.
Thank you. Well, that's it for our show.
Our theme music is by Brian Keith Dalton. Our administrative manager is Ian Kramer.
You can support this and all our investigations by going to MaximumFun.org/join.
But we'll tell you way more about that starting next week.
That's right.
We've got 4 weeks of low pressure sales. And you can also support us by telling your friends, by leaving us positive feedback.
You can go to my Etsy store. I sell a bunch of tank tops. Ayahuasca-themed tank tops.
You know, another way you can support us is at our bookshop.org. /shop/ohno.
Okay.
And that's where you can find some of our favorite books that we recommend.
And it's a great alternative if you're trying to taper your Amazon usage.
Yeah.
You order books, they come directly to your home, and they're sourced from independent bookshops.
That's the really cool thing. So they look, where are you? And then they find independent bookshops nearby that have that book that you want, and then they send it to you. And so some money goes to your local booksellers, and some goes to support us.
Yeah, and the author as well. Someone wrote that goddamn book.
And remember,
we need to be aware of a lot of monsters today, but they may be the majority of our population. Or maybe I'm a monster.
Have a lot of problems.
How do you juggle your holds at the library?
Well, how do you decide what to read next?
What do you do when you find out an author you love is a huge trash baby?
I'm Bria Grant.
And I'm Mallory O'Mara.
And we're the hosts of Reading Glasses.
We're here to solve all your reader problems and along the way, help you figure out
your reader wheelhouse,
which are the things that will absolutely make you pick up a book. Our listener favorites tend to be magic and a woman on a journey.
And also birds for some reason.
Your reader doghouse.
Yeah, that's the things that'll make you avoid a book.
Ugh, love triangles stress me out so much. Reading Glasses.
Every Thursday on MaximumFun.org.
MaximumFun.org. comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.